Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
Camila Cabello, Never Be the Same is the song. Power 93.5 gave us the music today. What do we have tomorrow? Oh, yeah, listener appreciation starts next week, June 1. Wonder who it'll be. I guess I get to choose that, or do you want to, Tommy?
I got it.
Okay, Tommy's got it.
Let Tommy do it.
Four-pack of tickets away to the Wingnuts game for each person who's submitted songs for listener appreciation week. We'll hear from them throughout the month of June. Right now we're joined by Wichita State track athletes Damian Odell, Aaron True, Hunter Veith. I lined you up left to right. Guys, how are y'all doing this afternoon?
Good.
Very good. Damian and Aaron, you guys are javelin throwers, among the best ever at Wichita State. You qualified for the outdoor championships, the NCAA outdoor championships in Eugene. Hunter, you had qualified previously as an automatic qualifier in the decathlon. I'll start with Damian and Aaron. You guys just had unbelievable seasons in the javelin. The team did as well with four guys in, I believe, the top 40 in the nation. So tell us about your year and just what it means to have it culminate in an NCAA outdoor championships. And Damian, you can start first.
So I would say this year was kind of a setback in a way. I had pretty good progression leading into the first couple meets, and then I had a minor setback with a leg injury in the groin area. So being able to come back from that and compete at a high level and qualify for the outdoor championships is super special. It's not an easy thing to do, and I'm looking forward to going out there.
Aaron, you're number one all time in the javelin at Wichita State. Both of you guys have a good shot at placing very high in this. How much competition is there within the javelin throwers at Wichita State? It's obviously a friendly competition, but do you guys try to one-up each other a little bit?
I wouldn't say necessarily one-up each other. I don't know. In practice, it gets competitive sometimes, but it's pretty laid back for the most part. Excuse me. Some days, one person will have a good day. Another day someone won't be throwing as good, but we just kind of feed off of each other. We pick up on things other guys are doing good, and we try and incorporate that into our own throws. And yeah,
how many guys are going to be competing in this? Like, how many people are in the javelin, and what are you expecting?
So there's 24 total guys that made it to nationals. There's 12 in the east region, which competed in Tampa. And then there's 12 in the West region, which competed in Sacramento with us. So, I mean, the competition is going to be pretty stiff. I mean, there's going to be throwers throwing over 70 meters. So I'm looking forward to it.
Hunter, we're talking with Hunter Veith, Aaron True, Damian Odell from the Wichita State track program. They're all headed to the NCAA Outdoor Championships. Hunter, you automatically qualified in the decathlon. The decathlon means you're an unbelievable all-around athlete. So just tell me what it takes to compete in the decathlon and what events within it that you enjoy or maybe you dread a little bit. Do you like all of them?
The decathlon is a tough, tough thing. There's 10 events, and there's 10 opportunities for things not to go your way.
Sure.
So excelling in a decathlon, I think, is quite hard. Each event you have a little bit of a love-hate relationship with. Comes out with the 100, and it can be good or bad. And the thing about the 100, it may sound simple, but if you have a bad 100, it may feed into a bad long jump, and then the rest of the meet goes on, and you're not on top of things. So it's a very tough event. Going to a national meet, it's going to be even tougher because you got guys that are extremely good, and you can come in at the bottom of the rankings and you can win this thing. It all comes down to who has the better meet.
So basically with the decathlon, like you said, starting with the 100 meters and that sort of thing, does that play into your mindset a lot going in, or do you just try to blank everything out and do your best at whatever possible event that you're in at that time? And which are your two better events that you know if I don't do well in these events, it's going to make things a lot tougher?
Mentally, I'm quite blank in a decathlon. It can get to you really fast. I don't know any numbers going through a decathlon. A lot of guys are tracking how many points they got in each event. I try not to worry about any of that. I try to go out there. I try to have fun. I try to compete. I did all the hard work and practices and everything, so I let all that pay off, and I just try to compete my hardest. Long jump, I think, is the one that will tell me how it's going to go. That's one of my best events, probably my single best event. So second event, if I get a good long jump out there, I know things are going well.
Talking with Hunter Veith, Aaron True, Damian Odle, Wichita State track athletes. Hunter, Aaron, you guys have school records in your events. Hunter in the decathlon, Aaron in the javelin. Damian, you're third all-time at Wichita State in the javelin. So whoever wants to take it, I guess. Do you guys at all think about your place in history at Wichita State as these all-time great athletes? Or are you just kind of focused on now? Or even a combination of both? I guess, Damian, do you want to take that one? Or Aaron, whoever. Here's Hunter again.
The school record to me doesn't mean that's not why I do track and field, is to break records. You know, I come out there to better myself. I go out there to have fun. But leaving a school record, I hope that motivates more decathlon guys down the road to achieve at high levels like I've been. School records are hard to beat. So I think it's a great motivation thing for guys down the road.
Now you're going into national championships. Where do you expect to place? Like, do you go in? And the only reason why I asked this is we talked earlier is, you know, some people that go, they probably know that they're maybe not the top athletes that are there. But do you go in expecting just, oh, I want to place 10th? Or do you go in and say, no, I'm going there to win. And if I'm not, then why am I going? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And how do you approach that?
I mean, in any event, I think, I mean, if you're not on your A game that day, I mean, it can go bad for you. So, I mean, just coming in, you have to have confidence that you're going to, I mean, win. I mean, that's the main objective, is to win your competition. And javelin, I mean, there's so many different components that go into throwing far. I mean, some days, I mean, I don't know if you guys know anything about jab, but.
Actually, I threw a little javelin in high school.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God, I did. And I would not compete with these guys whatsoever. In Sexsmith, there was only like four kids in high school that could compete. And I finished third. That's pretty good.
That's not bad. You meddled. Damian, what happens between, you know, last week at the qualifier and when you head out to Eugene Monday morning and start? I don't know if you start on June 6th, but the event in itself does. Can you get better in that time? Can you focus on one particular thing and say, okay, I got to work on this to place as high as I can? Or are you just, here I am and let's go?
Yeah, I think for me it's just getting healthy. Not necessarily taking time off, but doing the right things to put myself in the right situations to compete at the highest level possible. So a lot for me is just kind of taking time off, taking easy practices, doing things right, hitting my positions when I am throwing, which is very minimal. I don't do a whole lot of throwing. Just getting healthy and being ready to compete.
Now, when it comes to the javelin, is it more technique than anything when it comes down to it? Because you see these guys throwing this, and it's amazing that you guys can throw it as far as you do. But is it more technique or is it strength? Is it a bit of both? What's the biggest component when it comes to actually launching that thing as far as you can?
Yeah, so we have very technical throwers and we have some power throwers. But overall, yeah, technique is probably the most important component to throwing far. Just hitting right positions, getting yourself in the right position to catch your arm right and throw it far.
Talking with Wichita State track athletes, Damian Odle, he's a senior, Aaron True, a junior. They throw the javelin, and Hunter Veith, a senior decathlete. You all guys, I mean, you wouldn't have been recruited if Coach Rainbolt wouldn't have seen this kind of potential in you guys and seen, you know, your careers kind of evolving this way. But, Hunter, what is nurturing about the program at Wichita State and Coach Rainbolt that allowed you to go from obviously an elite athlete that he recruited to becoming, you know, the embodiment of that and kind of playing that out the way that you guys all kind of expected and wanted it to?
Wichita State's kind of known for the multis, the decathlon, heptathlon, and we got a great coach, Steve Rainbolt, that's very in-depth in those two events, the multis. So it sets you up for a very good opportunity to learn a lot about the multi, and I think that has a lot to do with being good at the multis, just understanding what goes into one of those. And here at WSU, we have a great position we can put ourselves in to really learn a lot and train really hard with some really good guys.
So what made you come to Wichita State besides the fact, you know, you talked about the coach and the
you guys are all native Kansans.
Is that why? Is that the biggest reason? You had a chance to go here? Did you look at other places to possibly go?
The main reason why I came was just because Wichita State's kind of known for their great javelin program. And Coach Etzendorf, I mean, he was a great thrower back in the day. He threw 257 feet. And I've heard from a lot of different people that he's a great coach and a great guy, so that ultimately led me to Wichita State.
And then a follow-up question, how'd you get into the javelin? Like, how is that? I mean, you know, most kids when you're growing up, you're not thinking, I'm going to throw the javelin when you're six, right?
Yeah.
So how did that come for both of you guys?
For me, my dad and both my uncles threw it back in the day, and then both my older brothers threw it in high school. So I just wanted to follow in their footsteps and obviously throw further than them. So,
check.
Yeah. Check.
Yeah, so for me, the throws coach at my high school saw me throw a football 70 yards, and he was like, hey, you should come throw the javelin. So I did, and I excelled at it pretty easily. And then I went to community college for 2 years, and then I transferred up here to Wichita State.
Threw a football 70 yards.
I thought Bob Lutz was the only guy that was able to do that.
He's got competition now, old Robert.
Yeah, I guess so. So I know in track it's not like, hey, we got Cincinnati this week. You get to compete against high-level programs just about all the time. But going to the American Conference, was it interesting to kind of see how you stacked up in a higher-level conference with higher-level athletes? I guess, Aaron, you can take that one.
Yeah, in the Missouri Valley – more specifically in the javelin. I mean, the competition the past few years hadn't been really that great. But then once we moved to the American, I mean, there was four or five of us that were throwing right around 70 meters. So we knew coming into the meet that we had to bring our A game. So, yeah.
Well, I think we're out of time, but I mean, I wish we could talk a little bit longer, but we definitely appreciate it. You guys have been great today. Good luck out in Eugene at the beginning of next month here, about a little less than a week out in Eugene, the event started. You guys know when you are competing specifically?
Yeah. Javelin's on Wednesday night. It's 5:40 out there.
Decathlon's Wednesday, Thursday. It starts at noon.
Well, there you go. 10 events in 2 days.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate it, guys. Good luck. We'll keep up with you out in Eugene, and obviously just wish you good luck. Thank you. All right, we'll come back and wrap it up. It's Thursday edition of The Drive on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.